Well, then let's dive into the music that you chose for today's Song of the Soul. Again, we're speaking with Aaron Fowler. He's a singer-songwriter musician, but interestingly enough, you're not the only one who's included in your playlist today. And tell us about the first song that you chose.
Well, the first song is by our oldest son, Paul Fowler. His stage name is James Paul. Paul is a wonderfully gifted singer and songwriter. He really finds himself more in the studio as a producer. But this first song is a song that he wrote called The Trek, and it really speaks to the place that I'm at right now, moving from Hope Street after 19 years onto this new path and jumping in the car and hitting the road and finding out what's out there in front of me.
Say a little bit about Paul. Did he grow up in the Friends of Jesus community? Was he already grown by that time? He's clearly got strong religious leanings in there. He's talking about faith frequently in his songs. Is he Quaker also?
He is Quaker, and a lot of his tunes have that deep spirituality in it. He is a seeker, and I guess that's one of the things that draws me to his music, is just this depth of spirituality that calls people to inspect their life and find out what's there and get moving.
Well, speaking of getting moving, let's play The Trek. It's by Paul Fowler. He's the son of today's Song of the Soul guest, Aaron Fowler.
Drop all your things, get in.